I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two key mission leaders remain in critical condition following a tragic bus accident that claimed the lives of 11 Youth with a Mission or YWAM workers in Tanzania. We turn now to MNN's Ruth Kramer for details.
Participants in a YWAM leadership course took a field trip to Maasailand on Saturday, where they observed a thriving community development program. On the return trip, a truck that lost its brakes smashed into YWAM's second bus, crushing it from top to bottom. Please pray that the believers in critical condition will stabilize. They need to be moved to a different hospital with better care. Pray their transportation goes smoothly without any complications. Even after insurance, YWAM needs about $350,000 to cover the anticipated costs. Look for a link in the full story online if you prayerfully feel led to give. I'm Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And a recent trip to Madagascar brought Wycliffe USA leaders face-to-face with church leaders doing Bible translation. Wycliffe USA's Andrew Fleming says most of the languages in Madagascar have no scripture.
Madagascar has about 23 different languages or language variants. Wycliffe's mission is actually to see God's word translated into every language of need.
The local church started translation work in four minority languages. Now Wycliffe USA is coming alongside to provide the technical support needed to complete and publish the New Testament in these four languages.
Right now is a pretty exciting time. Wycliffe USA is engaging in more Bible translation projects than we ever have before.
Your prayers and gifts can help pave the way for all people in Madagascar to access the life-giving words of Scripture. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.